"Put the book down, darling," my mother said from her chair beside the mirror. "The chapter's end is only a short way off," I replied, reaching out with my other hand to flip the page. Despite the ache in my shoulder from holding the book at arm's length so the dressmakers could work on my gown, I didn't want to give it up. "For heaven's sake, you've read it a dozen times," Mother said, rising to snatch the book from my hand. I half lunged for it, an action answered by the jabs of a dozen pins in places sensitive enough to ensure the book was lost to me for now. "It improves each time," I told her, letting my arms fall, the sensation of the blood rushing back into my fingertips too brief before the dressmaker nudged one elbow upward again. "Please, miss," the woman said, gesturing at the bodice, managing to sound even more exasperated with me than Mother had. I lifted my arms again, posing as if I were about to take flight. According to some, I was. My debut had come, bringing with it Mother's long-awaited opportunity to parade me about in front of all of London. The dress wrapped itself around me in tucks and folds of silk, the colour of cream as it stands on the top of a cup of tea, waiting to be stirred in. The trim of the neckline was exquisitely wrought in lace Mother had warned me more than once not to tell Father the price of. I'd pleaded unsuccessfully to have this particular dress made from a shimmering red sari fabric my brother had sent home to me from India. Mother was firm that red was perfectly unsuitable. She was right, of course, as she was about most everything. She was right that this colour was far more appropriate for a girl making a debut, that it would allow me to fit and stand out at the same time. I wasn't sure I was ready to do either yet. And I was relatively certain I wasn't prepared to step into society as Mother's protégé. I adored my mother, but I didn't want to be her. Not yet, anyway. "You really might at least pretend to be more diverted by all of this," she complained, turning down a corner of the page of my book before placing it on the dressing table. I fought the urge to beg her to use the scrap of lace I'd employed as a bookmark. I didn't want creases in that particular copy of Mansfield Park. But the damage was done, and Mother was incensed enough with me already. "On the contrary, Mother," I said, balancing on my left foot just long enough to scratch the back of my right knee with my toe. "I find the prospect of this evening's entertainment so overwhelming that it helps to have something to occupy my mind." Mother almost smiled. "It does promise to be an affair. I'm sure I've waited long enough before agreeing to be seen at one of these events, don't you think?" "Never be the first or the last to adopt fashion," I said, echoing her words dutifully. "But you must be the first to make an impression on our host this evening," she said, a smile beginning at the corner of her mouth. Mother had declined two earlier invitations for parties of this sort. But when this one from Lord Thomas Showalter came so fortuitously timed with my debut, Mother accepted with haste. I couldn't blame her exactly. Lord Showalter was exactly the kind of man she or any other eager mother wanted for her daughter. He might have been the most sought-after man in all of Hyde Park, if not all of London itself. He was charming, handsome, and rich.